You are listening to What Happens in New York Stays in New York. Joel Rifkin, the serial killer. Another serial killer who preyed solely on women, Joel Rifkin is responsible for the murder and dismemberment of 17 women he claimed were prostitutes. He was the most prolific serial killer in New York's 20th century. Rifkin came from a fairly normal background. Articles on his life indicate that he was teased heavily in school, where he performed poorly due to learning disabilities. Around this time, he began having fantasies of killing women. Later, once out of school, he was unable to hold down a job. At some point, he began soliciting prostitutes while developing a fascination with serial killers who murdered prostitutes, even going so far as to collect newspaper clippings on the topic. In 1989 and 1990, Rifkin murdered two women whose bodies he then dismembered and threw into Manhattan's East River. Their remains were never discovered. In 1991, Rifkin began killing more frequently. Over the next 2 years, he killed 15 women, usually disposing their bodies in a container of some kind, which he would then throw into a body of water. Rifkin was finally caught during a routine traffic stop when the officer attempted to pull him over for not displaying any tags. Rifkin did not stop. When he missed a turn and wrecked his car, officers discovered that he was towing the body of his latest victim. Rifkin was convicted of 9 counts of second-degree murder in 1994. His first chance of parole is 2194. Thank you for listening to What Happens in New York Stays in New York.